Hi, this is Amy Beheimer, and you are listening to the Habit Hub for Autoimmune Health, Habit 37, Boost Your Brain. Welcome to the Habit Hub for Autoimmune Health, a podcast to help you shift from managing autoimmune disease to creating autoimmune health using the power of everyday habits. I'm your host, Amy Beheimer, a coach and doctor of pharmacy on a mission to create health and happiness with multiple sclerosis. Here we focus on everyday lifestyle habits proven to help the mind and body heal from the cell up without sacrificing the true joys of life along the way. To create autoimmune health in the mind and body, you have to be great at one thing, the skill of mastering habits. That's why each episode includes everything you need to do just that. Evidence-based information and real-life inspiration from the experience of my guests, my clients, and yours truly. All habit heroes brave enough to turn a desire for health into daily decisions to create it. Let's have some fun. Welcome. I am so glad you are here. I often jump right into the Habit Hub, assuming everyone is up to speed on what the Hub is, its purpose, and its six spokes. I think about my life and visualize all my health-creating goals through the lens of the Habit Hub, both for myself and as I'm coaching clients, because I'm really trying never to lose a more zoomed-out perspective, the forest through the trees, as they say. So, being able to keep a holistic view of what keeps these brains and bodies feeling their best is really helpful. And the more and more I use the Habit Hub as a tool to change health, and therefore oftentimes happiness, of people living with autoimmune disease, me included, the more I'm awed at the connectedness of it all. Today's episode is a good one to open with a Habit Hub 101 lesson, since we will be covering a habit in a specific spoke, spoke six, which I call the good stress, a spoke that most folks don't come to me saying, yes, I need more of that. But oftentimes it's learning about and growth in this spoke that leads to the biggest bang for our buck or our highest return on investment. When I begin working with you as a client, we'll do an assessment of your spokes. And sometimes we make it to the good stress, and I can tell that I've stumped people. They aren't quite sure how they are doing in this one before learning more about it, which I think is a really good thing. I like that 1/6 of what creates health is something that's not being talked about. It's a super sneaky ace in the hole. It's the good stress. How do I define what I mean by good stress? These are habits that challenge our physical, our mental, our metabolic, and our emotional health to build strength and resilience. You've probably heard what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and that's what we're talking about. The scientific name is hormesis or hormetic stress, which is defined as a phenomenon in which otherwise harmful substances or stressors give stimulating and beneficial effects to living organisms. That's us. Hormesis activates pathways that repair cellular and DNA damage, combat oxidative stress, support our blood sugar, enhance our stress resilience, reduce inflammation, that's huge for us, and eliminate toxins. It's kind of like a cellular housekeeping. And this is a big reason you'll hear me say that we create health from the cell up. Our habits are changing our biology, and that starts in the cell. So here's a quick overview of those four types of good stress that I mentioned. The first is physical. Lifting weights in the gym. Most everyone understands that to build bigger muscles, first you have to stress them to tear them down a bit, knowing you'll be sore for a day or two, but it's a hurt so good kind of sore, aka good stress. The second type is metabolic. This area of good stress is everywhere these days. If you follow any health feeds, podcasts, if you read books, you name it. Think fasting and saunas and cold plunges. It's going to be painful, but again, on the other side of the hurt can be healthier cells and stronger mitochondria, and it's totally worth it. Easy to say now, but when I'm hitting the 24th hour of a fast, stay clear, I get hangry. Or when I've asked my husband to dump ice into my cold bath, there are not clean words being said. So the third kind of stress, this is the emotional good stress. This is feeling our feelings, all of them, the positive, the negative, the uncomfortable. And it's another good stress for our health. Of course, there are extremes and times that this tips into pathology and a need for professional support. But the good kind of stress, emotionally, that I'm talking about is the kind that takes you from your comfort zone to your growth zone. Again, coming out the other side stronger with a new skill, wowing yourself. If I'm your coach, you will learn about what feelings you're willing to feel to reach someplace new. I could go on and on about this one. It's the single skill and concept that has changed my life and that I practice every single day. So I'll wrap this summary up, though, with one of my personal favorite thoughts that has gotten me through some tough times. So I will say to myself, you, Amy, you have to feel it to heal it. So thanks for sticking with me for the background of this very just amazing spoke of the Habit Hub. It brings us to what today's habit is, the fourth type of good stress. And that is the one that we're practicing today. Cognitive or mental good stress, taking on puzzles, playing games, and other things that feel hard in the moment, but the satisfaction from achieving it says it all. I'll also include a definition from the American Psychological Association here, since it seems to describe this mental or cognitive stress that we're covering today. They define good stress, or they also call it eustress, as the positive stress response involving optimal levels of stimulation. In other words, it's the stress that may arise from doing something demanding but enjoyable. So today's habit, boost your brain. I also considered calling it challenge your brain or stress your brain in a good way, but I landed with boost your brain. It's meant to highlight a few fun and sometimes frustrating ways to introduce good stress to your brain to get the benefits that we are about to cover. So why does embracing the good stress in your brain create autoimmune health? Well, because doing so can stimulate the production of brain chemicals called neurotrophins and strengthen the connections between neurons in the brain. Said another way, it creates new neural pathways. You don't have to remember any of those words, but I do think it's helpful for us to understand that there is science behind why this stuff works. Actually, changes to our biology that can help explain why these habits create health. So what are the benefits? The first group of benefits cover the day-to-day improvements in our life skills when we do this. That feeling that you're able to keep up with life. Some people call it their cognitive function, so an increased cognitive function. Many people come to me complaining of brain fog or cog fog, which is short for cognitive fog, or a decline in your mental abilities without really being able to put your finger on it. So this good stress can lead to boost in productivity, our memory, concentration, our reason and problem-solving skills, our ability to make decisions, defer gratification, and handle mistakes in life. That's a lot of benefits, and I'm hoping that one of them caught your attention to say, oh, I could use a little more of that. These boosts for your brain are shown to challenge creative and analytical thought processes, giving both sides of the brain something to do. Even the simple act of learning the rules and playing a new game can help your mind go stronger. So the second benefit I want to talk about has to do with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that almost 6 million people in the U.S. have Alzheimer's disease and related dementia, including 200,000 under the age of 65. And there's a study from 2013 that found the risk of dementia was 15% lower in board game players versus non-players over a 20-year period. So they concluded that these stimulating activities that we do for fun can be possible protective factors against dementia and that cognitive decline. That's huge. The third benefit I want to talk about is really my favorite. Mental and cognitive good stress has the bonus benefit of deepening connections. We bond deeper with people when we're experiencing new things together. Games provide such fertile soil to have fun with the unexpected. It can be fun to team up together or even introduce a little friendly competition. And last but not least, neuroplasticity is a theme around here. It's your brain's ability to adapt and grow throughout life. And this good stress improves your brain's ability to do just that, to lay down those new neural pathways. So we've covered the what and the why. Now, the fun part, how. Who out there has done their Wordle today? How amazing is it that a game has the power to unite a world with just one word a day? It can be a noun, or I even use it here as a verb. I'll grab my phone and announce to my husband that I'm Wordling. Quick background from those who aren't Wordling. Once a day, the world gets a puzzle from the New York Times to solve. One word, six guesses. The simplicity and limitedness is what makes it magic. So when I do my Wordle, not only am I challenging my brain and strengthening connections between neurons, I'm bonding with my Wordle buddies daily. I have two different groups that I share results with and talk about all things Wordle, and a lot of times even other life things, just because we're in that habit of talking with each other. And I'd say that this is a fad, but we just reached 2 years that I believe Wordle's been out. So there are lots of people I know still going. So I can't recommend Wordle enough. Okay, a second idea for the how are board games. Something I want to keep from COVID is pulling out those old board games. During the pandemic, my husband and I would pull out ones that we hadn't played in years, and we even ordered a lot of new ones. Scrabble, Yahtzee, puzzles, strategy games, and brain training apps all count. My husband and I even got into Friends trivia during the pandemic, just the two of us. We started Five Crowns with our friends Jeff and Tina, and you know your friends that love a good game night. We have a set of friends. If you're listening, it's the Cooper Clan, and you know who you are, and I'm grateful for you that you will play games and have fun and get a little competitive. Another how to boost your brain is to try something new in the kitchen. Maybe it's a new ingredient. Maybe it's a new recipe. Maybe it's playing with a new appliance. Stress that brain in a good way. And that's a win-win. That's when the spokes start to overlap, when you see that you're working on one area, but another area goes up. Food is medicine going up when you're experimenting more in the kitchen. In the kitchen, be willing to be bad. It's almost never inedible and usually ends up being a fun story to share, especially if you embark on gluten-free baking. So each year I make a fun list of things to do for the year, inspired by the Happier podcast with Gretchen Rubin. And I try to have something new to learn or grow in the kitchen each year. This year, I have on there to try 12 new recipes that challenge me a bit. Previous years, that's been up to 100 when I've really been spending a lot of time in the kitchen. But I've given some of that kitchen time to you, my listeners, and my clients. A good example of saying no to one thing great to make room for something else great. So maybe one day it'll shift back. But this year, I'm going for 12 brain-boosting recipes to try. The next how, I have good news. You're already doing. You're here listening to the Habit Hub with me, which is learning plus action each and every week. If you're not following the show, here's your sign. Make it a habit not to miss an episode so that you can get some of these benefits of boosting your brain and challenging it with a good stress. And now the last how. I've got an amazing chance to learn, boost your brain, and get in on all these benefits we've been covering. I have a free class coming up, 3 habits you need to feel healthy again with autoimmune disease. Join me, join us March 18th or 19th. You can register at www.amybeheimercoaching.com/free-class, or I will absolutely put that link in the show notes. Learning a new skill or hobby is huge because of the novelty that stimulates the brain. What better skill to learn than how to create autoimmune health? Because it's just that, it's a skill that we can learn, and I'm going to be teaching it. Bonus that it's something you will use every day for the rest of your life. Okay, we've reached your due of the day. It's to sign up at the link for my free class. It's important we learn how to boost our brain, stress it in that good way, and incorporate it into our daily habits. So come to the class and I'll show you how and share stories of others who did the same. Don't worry if the 2 dates don't work. Register and I'll send you the recording. One more time, I'm covering the 3 habits you need to make to feel healthy again with autoimmune disease. We haven't talked about these here on the show. I say need to make because they are backed by research, just how I like it. With all this talk about stress, I want to remind you that it's only when stress becomes chronic, or when we no longer feel we're in control of a situation, that it starts to negatively affect our health and well-being. I hope you feel a little more acquainted and excited to explore the flip side, this good stress with me, here on the show, at my class, and one day, maybe even while I get to be your coach. I'll leave you with a quote. Learning is a treasure that will follow its learner everywhere. It's a Chinese proverb. So I'll see you at the class. Let's boost that brain. You'll learn and leave with your treasure. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Habit Hub. I am forever grateful for the time, energy, and attention you share with me. Are you ready to take what you learn here on The Habit Hub to the next level and apply it? I'd love to invite you to feel the magic that happens when I wish becomes I will by joining me inside Club Habit Hub, your home for making health a habit. I'll teach you, coach you, guide you, and cheer you on as you learn and take action to create autoimmune health in your mind and body so you can feel better today and worry less about tomorrow. Head to www.amybeheimercoaching.com/join to get access to the coaching, curriculum, and community waiting for you inside Club Habit Hub. I'll see you inside. And one last thing, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode where I just might cover the habit your body has been waiting for. If you're feeling extra generous, please leave a rating and a review. It's the best way to help other warriors find us here. Special thanks to my editor, Sarah. The Habit Hub is a production of Amy Beheimer Coaching, LLC. Talk soon.